All right, we are here with Dan from Disturbed. How are you, brother?
Doing awesome, thank you.
That's good. Man, yeah. As we were literally just saying, yeah. 8 years is an eternity for a band to return down here.
Way too long, but we're finally here. We're happy to be here, and well, it'll never be that long again. I can promise you that.
So is it different post the thing that happened? Is it weird going to certain countries like down here in Australia? Is it
different in what way?
I don't know, like some kind of Mad Max scenario. No, we're not all wearing, you know, it's just, solar pads. And
we've been coming to Australia since the beginning, you know, from the beginning of our career, and we're probably good 16 years into it, and then we didn't come the previous album cycle before that, and then we were going to have plans to come, and then COVID hit, delayed everything. Next thing you know, the timing of everything else, where we were, somehow eight years passes. And, you know, we pushed really hard with management. We said, we got to get back to Australia. It was very important. Now, we switched management at the time between all of that. We kept stressing to them the importance for us to come back here and how much we made this commitment to Australia. And the fans here made it to us. And we wanted to, you know, not forget them and make sure that we found our way back.
Because Australia loves Disturbed, man. I was there when, you know, when that album, which I can't lift with my finger, dropped. And since then, like, Australia's just loves Disturbed.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. You know, we love it here. I mean, it's definitely, I'm not just saying it, it's probably one of our favorites to come to. And it's one of the furthest to travel to for us. But well worth it, man. I tell you, we just love it. Every day, everybody's always saying, God, I love it here. I love it here. You know, it doesn't matter where we're at. You know, we were in Sydney yesterday, you know, we're here, Melbourne, all these great, great major cities, and such a fun time to be here.
And, of course, Knotfest, back for Knotfest. Who have you been sort of wanting to see or you've seen on the trip that you hadn't maybe seen before?
I haven't been able to see enough because by the time, with all the travel, by the time we get here, and that it's usually, half the day's gone. You know, I was able to see Hailstorm yesterday, which killed it. They're amazing. We've known them for quite some time now. Lamb of God, obviously, and Pantera, because it's out later in the day. But I love Skindred. We're good friends with them. We've known them a long time. Such a great live band. We keep missing them because they were on earlier in the day, but they're such a great live band. Asking Alexandria guys, I just seen a couple of them. We were hanging out with a couple of the guys the other night on a night off. So it's always fun doing these festivals because we get to see some of these guys that we either old time friends like, you know, Zach and Rex Brown and everybody like that we've known our whole careers, but even these newer bands that we haven't spent a whole lot of time with, like Asking Alexandria, but a great deal of respect. So it was kind of cool to, now that we're either at same hotels or same cities, that we're able to, you know, run into each other or hang out on a night off and kind of bond a little bit more. So it's been fun.
And of course, Lizzie Hale got up there. Oh, man, what a voice.
Yeah, she's incredible. I mean, one of the best ever. I mean, she's so good. We took them out on tour early in their career. We brought them to Europe. We brought them in the U.S. So we've done a lot of touring with them. And even back then, I remember like one time in the States, she was sick. And wouldn't even know it. She was just so flawless. I'm like, really? That's your sixth performance? You're freaking amazing. so consistent.
She's amazing. She is. And, of course, the latest Disturbed album, Divisive, came out in 2022. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Where'd the time go, right? Like, I feel like it was only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
and I was
flying
like,
by. Flying by.
But it's been going off everywhere. People love it. You know, the response has been really great. I know a lot of people that are like, it's one of their favorite Disturbed albums.
Yeah, it's been great.
How's it been taking those tracks out on the road and getting the fans?
Awesome. You know, I mean, back in the U.S., we've had 4 number one singles in a row off of it, with Don't Tell Me being the latest one. So it's been great to be able to play new material that we're still excited about. And, I mean, we're not going to release it if we're not excited about it. I mean, first of all. You know, to us, it's always, obviously, you know, and I was just talking about this earlier, too. There's no secret formula for bands. Otherwise, everybody would be doing it. You know, you just got to stay true to yourself and try to continue to push each other to try to grow and push each other as musicians in the band of trying new things and having an open mind and feel like, you know, we feel like we still got a lot left in us. You know, it's still exciting to write new material. It's not, you know, it's not a job for us. You know, we don't have to do it. We do it because we love to do it. We still have a passion for it. And when, you know, when I can write a riff and present like a demo or an idea to the guys and get that feedback and get that energy, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's always challenging because you don't want to, you know, you don't want to let each other down. You don't want to present something where you're not inspired by. So even better moments is when we do get in a room and we start improvising those ideas and feeling it out. And then you can just feel that energy in the room if it's, something's connecting and working or not. You know, so it's just a great feeling to know when it's gelling and it's all coming together.
Does that happen very often these days on that the level that you guys are at? Do you still strip it back and have those rehearsals, just hang out as dudes?
Yeah, we kind of gone full circle with it, you know. So we, you know, those some of those middle albums in the years, you know, I mean, technology is so advanced and great, and we all live in different states, and a lot of bands do, and it's good for sharing ideas, you know, sharing files and getting ideas going. But when you get back in the room, and we realize that in the past couple albums now for us, that there's still something more magical when you're in the room improvising, doing those things, because like I said, if I send a file, you know, from Chicago, where I live, to David down in Florida, you know, and I got to wait for a response, hey, what do you think of it? You know, it's like, you know, we could always write something good that way, but it doesn't beat what happens when I'm sitting in the room with him playing at and feeding off the energy, you know, and the body language of like, oh, you're liking this riff, and I'll still just kind of loop the parts and feel it out. So when that magic happens together, you know, it just, it's more exciting because we're all living in that moment when it's happening.
Something special about that, hey? Like when one dude's like jamming on a riff and everyone goes, gives a stank face, you know?
Yeah, right.
You go, and you go, yeah, that's a keeper.
Yeah.
You go, it's a keeper. And then you go, get your phone, man. And then don't forget it. And then they forget it. And then weeks later they go, oh, shit, yeah, that's it. And then
I've always had a history. I've had a way of sneaking in riffs, like revisiting them and bringing them back. Like if it didn't quite, you know, get us the first time, I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll tweak it a little bit and I'll present it like in a couple years from now, next time around, and I'll force something back in there.
Yeah. You're like, where'd that come from? Yeah. The other day.
Right.
Yeah, the other day. No, you said,
right.
So. And of course, you know, this album is what kicked it all off for a lot of people, and it's very, very special. But man, like, you're getting new generations of fans now that are picking up on this and just running with it, man. I hear Down with the Sick, like, on the radio every single day at work.
It's crazy. I mean, this is next year, 25th anniversary of that. I mean, that's crazy.
Put it there. It's got its own seat.
I mean, I remember when we were writing it, you know, so I mean, to think that it's going on the 25th anniversary. We probably wrote it, though, in 96 when we first got together. So,
man.
It's crazy that it's got the staying power like that, all those songs. And every time we play it, I know a lot of people think, oh, you ever get tired of playing it? It's been so long. And I really don't, because, you know, when you hear the crowd reaction the second it opens up with that drum beat, you know, it's just that adrenaline and that blood flow gets going. It's, like, still exciting to play it.
Do you remember where you were? Because I remember where I was when I first heard you guys. I rode on my bike. Yeah. Remember, kids, we used to have bikes down to the record store, and because I'd heard stuff, and I like chucked in. You know, we used to have headphones. We didn't have Spotify, and I put it in this player, and I was like, done. Yeah. And I just handed over my cash, and I went home on my bike and listened because we didn't have phones.
Yeah.
But you know, that's very significant. You know, you find that connection with the album. But where were you when it was out there? Were you out in the wild somewhere at a cafe or somewhere, and you sort of just went, it's me.
Yeah. There were a couple times when we first started touring in 2000. When that came out in March of 2000. When we hit the road, and now I was, like, for hearing it the first time outside of our hometown, of hearing it on a local station, and hearing it while we're on the road, like, going to like a Walmart on a day off to buy socks or something while we're on the road, and it going through the, you know, the audio section of the electronic section of a store, and heard well, Stupefy at the time was the first single off the album, you know, so hearing it like out of state in a store was Yeah, I remember that very clear. That was a pretty proud moment.
Man, and many more to come.
Yeah.
You guys got one more on the way. New album?
Nothing planned yet. You know, we're loosely talking about it. You know, right now, this whole past year, last year and up to now, it's all been touring mode. You know, that's mm-hmm. all we've been focused on is the tour. But, you know, we're thinking about what we're going to do. We got big things to think about on if we're going to do a 25th anniversary tour next year. And if we do a new album, are we going to record it this year or the following year? So we got a lot on our plate. We got a lot to just sort out and prioritize what we want to do first.
Whatever you do, man, we're with you.
Thank you.
We'll
brother.
Be with you. But, man, thanks for hanging out on the show. It's been really cool.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
We're going to have all the links down here and on the website up here somewhere in space. We'll be back very soon.